This is Monk Ellen speaking, and my topic this morning is It's Never Too Late. It seems a very negative statement because I could also put it positive and say there's always still the time to do it. But it doesn't say what I want to say. It's never too late. It's as negative as it seems, it's really powerful. Well, I will explain to you why it's never too late. I was driving on the freeway in North California, and I was just happily driving in the early morning, and the sun was just rising, and nobody was on the freeway. I was all by myself at the freeway, all for myself. And as I used to do this, I just loved to sing my affirmations, and I was singing, I am absolute, I am absolute, I am. And the sun was shining in my eyes, and I was all happy. Suddenly, baboo, a noise behind me. And I couldn't even hear it because I was so off in my dreamland, in my happy land, until the car overtakes and stops me with the siren of the police. And my absolute singing and my happiness and my not alertness, just being off in some dreamland and not being responsible, was quickly gone. And here I was standing in front of this policeman who tells me, you were speeding. You were speeding 90 miles an hour. Plus. And I said, well, I didn't realize it. I don't know, I just didn't realize it. Well, he said, he took my name and all this. And then it was the third ticket I received in 1 month. And that was really at the very beginning when I came to the campus. I was still in the speedy mood of Europe, where I thought I can go so many kilometers an hour. And it was hard for me to drive disciplined on these freeways. There was nobody. All the world was for me. Anyhow, he said, that's not a joke. 3 tickets in 1 month, that's not good. And I thought, yeah, I know, but so he wrote me a ticket, and while he gave me the ticket, I said, "Puh, this is invisible. It goes lost. It's invisible." And he just said it so casually, and off I went. Time passes, and the mail arrives, and an invitation comes to come to the court in Bakersfield. I was going to the court in Bakersfield. Coming from San Diego, I had to go to the, because that was the area where they caught me. And I said, yes, because of my speeding ticket. Tickets. And that was not a joke for me. I thought, going to court, I really didn't like that, and I was a little bit scared. So I was treating, and I said, something just good comes out of it, and like I said, the ticket is just gone, it disappears. And so I went to the court, and standing in line waiting with lots of people, and my time was at 9 o'clock, and it was 10 o'clock, and they didn't call me in. So I went to the officer and I said, look, did you forget me? What's going on? He said, well, you just have to wait. We're searching for your ticket. And I said, ha, they don't find it. They just don't find it. So it was finally, after a quarter hour, they called me in. And I'm called in this big room in front of the judge. And first I'm sitting and waiting and hearing how all the other people are processed. And most of them, they went out and they were taken away their driver's license. And I said, this is not a joke here. So you better treat and you'll be positive. And so it was my turn, and I was called in front of the judge, and the judge says, well, have you ever been to driver's training school? I said, no, I have never been. Well, would you like to go to, he said. I said, sure. And he said, all right, it costs you $20 to go to the school, and because we don't find your ticket, this is it. Is this fine? Oh, yes, thank you. I was released. I was released, but I got a message. I got a message. Don't fool with the law. And I said, but it's never too late. Sometimes you blow it, but there is a law of cause and effect where I can always put a new cause in motion and balance it out. In some way, it works if I'm positive about it. And I remember once coming from a seminar in Switzerland, and Ingeborg, you were with me. And in Switzerland, when you speed, it's also not a joke. There's the radar behind you. And there I saw the police behind me. And I came just from a seminar, and I had learned to say, all is in divine order. And I said, all is in divine order. And I slowed down. But they don't stop you. They just take your plate number, and then they send you your ticket at home. And so after a couple of days, I got an envelope from the police. And I had learned, whenever you have an envelope which you have a doubt about it, just before you open it, you put your hand on it and said, all is in divine order. It's good news, good news. So I really did that with all my heart. And I opened the envelope. And it was because I had a little light not working or something, which they somewhere had discovered. It had nothing to do with the police up there. That was just gone. But they called me to the police to show that I had that little light working, and that was it. So always being in charge, even when it seems, when it appears, it's burning, it's hot, it's not possible, I am in charge. And that's what we are training with people who come to us and said, I'm sick, I have cancer, I have been diagnosed terminal ill. Never give up. Always speak your word. I speak my word and say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect, and all is in divine order. Well, all time is now. And as I take charge and know that there is a law of cause and effect which works, when I speak my word one-pointedly and believe it and accept it, it is done and it works. And so it is.